Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Remember, we're going to be mostly talking about the NFL, and that means not for losers. This is where you come to get the information you need to make your fantasy football team successful. So don't forget, you can contact me at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com with any questions you might have. Let the clock begin. So today on Sundays with Jeff Miller, I kind of want to go back and do a little reevaluation on quarterbacks. We now have our top 14 quarterbacks ranked and placed according to our draft-based value projections. But I wanted to talk a little bit today about quarterbacks in the top five ranked by playoff schedule. So who are the best and worst quarterbacks versus their playoff schedule? It came up in a topic with a bunch of guys I was tweeting with, and I kind of pointed this out to one of them, and they said, wow, that's some really great information. So I was like, wham, let's do a podcast on that. So here we go. We're going to take a look at quarterbacks, and according to our rankings, we have Josh Allen number one, Herbert number two, Mahomes number three, Burrow number four, and Brady number five. And of those guys, the best playoff schedule belongs of those guys to Patrick Mahomes. Now, Patrick Mahomes starts off his playoff schedule versus Houston, which is a great start to the playoffs for your fantasy team, and they follow that with Seattle. But in the championship game, they're going to be playing Denver. Denver was ranked number four in defensive points scored from a fantasy perspective, and that's what I'm going to use as my tool and my evaluation. So Patrick Mahomes is the best of the top five quarterbacks for that reason. Now, Josh Allen, he drops down a little bit. He drops down a little bit, and he really just misses, but he has a fairly tough mixed schedule. So for him, Josh Allen faces off against Miami, who was ranked number three last year, believe it or not. And I'm going to tell you right now, and this is going to go down in my things to remember, Miami's a defense that you may want to look at to pick up next year if you're doing a full defense as far as your fantasy scoring goes for your league. Ranked number three in points scored, which is a big item, at least in one of the leagues, actually both the leagues I'm in, defenses are becoming a very nice added addition to our lineup. So Miami was ranked three. That's the first round playoff. So Allen. So if you get Allen and you get a bye in that first week, not bad. But after that, they go on to play Chicago and Cincinnati. Chicago and Cincinnati. Chicago was number 19, Cincinnati number 14, and only Cincinnati is an away game. So that's where Josh Allen falls in this picture. So I'm going to jump for a moment here, and I'm going to tell you who has the best playoff schedule currently and is ranked number one, and that's Lamar Jackson of Baltimore. So, you know, Lamar Jackson is in our draft-based value. I'm saying he's the eighth-ranked quarterback, and his value is at 74. But playoff-wise, I'm considering him to have the easiest schedule. He starts at Cleveland, who was number 17. Then Baltimore plays Atlanta, who is number 31, and they finish with Pittsburgh, who was 15. So my number for him is 63. That's the highest number of the top 10 quarterbacks out there. That number is 63. Next in line is Patrick Mahomes. So we kind of already talked about Patrick Mahomes. Houston, at Houston, Seattle at home, Denver at home. He is ranked at 55. Guess who comes in at number three? Super Bowl winning quarterback Matt Stafford with a score of 53. Now, Matt Stafford starts out at Green Bay, then goes to Denver. And Denver, again, like I said, they could be a tough play this year. And then at the LA Chargers. So 26 ranking for the Chargers, 20 for Green Bay, sandwiched in between that number 7 ranking with Denver. But anyway, moves him to number 3. Tom Brady, who is being drafted really late in drafts, but currently on my draft-based value chart, I have him going at number 69, the 5th-ranked quarterback. Tom Brady's schedule is pretty favorable. He gets a 48 score, and they start out with Cincinnati. Then they go at Arizona, who is an 11, and then Carolina, who's a 23. And I do know Carolina played some pretty good defense at times, but his combined score is 48 and puts him at number 4. And then number five is my 10th-ranked quarterback, who is going with a draft-based value of 78, and that's Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray starts out at Denver. That will not be an easy game. And then goes to Tampa Bay. The saving grace for him in this whole thing is the championship game is at Atlanta. I personally would not see Murray being able to carry your team in week 15 and 16 to get to that week 17 game. But if it does, it kind of gives you a hand up, so to speak. So going to the opposite side, who has the worst or the hardest playoff schedule? My number one quarterback with the hardest schedule is Jalen Hurts of Philadelphia. He would play at Chicago, who is 19, then at Dallas, who is number 1, and then New Orleans, who is number 5. You do not want Jalen Hurts as your starting quarterback in week 16 and 17. My theory here is that, there's a good chance he's going to perform well in one of those games, but both of those games or all three of those games, you need one that goes, and then you're kind of in the herder. So Jalen Hurts, number 1 quarterback with the hardest schedule for the fantasy football playoffs. Number two, Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert comes in with a score of 27. And Justin Herbert starts out, and this schedule is pretty crazy. I think this is kind of funny. He's got number 10 Tennessee, who was phenomenal on defense at times last year. At Indianapolis, another very solid defense last year, who was number 9. And then the LA Rams in the championship game, who was number 8. That's 3 pretty tough opponents. Are you going to pick Herbert, who I rank as the number 2 quarterback in a draft-based value of number 12 for your fantasy football team championship run? Would you draft Herbert? Curious. And then last on that list of the hardest that I've got, number 3, Russell Wilson comes in with a score of 31. He starts the playoffs against Arizona. Then they go at the LA Rams, who is number 8, and at Kansas City, who is number 12. And that's a pretty tough schedule right there. Again, not confident that Denver can make that run through all three. I kind of think Denver, if this was the situation, would probably beat Arizona, and we will probably beat Arizona in week 15, but they may struggle against the LA Rams. And then who wants to get a hold of Kansas City in that last week there? I don't. I think it would become increasingly more troublesome for him. Now, Joe Burrow also has what I would call the torture chamber and is the absolute most difficult schedule for the playoffs. And I didn't mention him as number 1. I know that. I said Hurts, but I do believe it really is Burrow. Had to save that for last. At Tampa Bay, ranked 6th. At New England, ranked 2nd, and then Buffalo at home, ranked 4. I can't see Cincinnati making that run for your fantasy team and Joe Burrow. So if you pick Burrow, you might want to have an alternate plan and take a look at a guy like Stafford. You're probably not going to get Mahomes there. You might fall back and get a Brady. Might be a good pick because you might be able to get him later. Who knows? You just don't know where these guys are going to fall in the draft. Now, I have a couple extra podcasts coming up that I'll be sharing with you. One of them is going to be average draft position versus expert consensus rankings. When you're setting up your queue, when you're setting up your strategy for draft, which one is more important? And I'm going to give you my reasons for both of those, along with some more draft-based value players that we'll be putting out there, because we want to get through that top 100 for you. But I'm just curious, if you have anything that you would like to add to that podcast, you can send me a message. by clicking on messages when you listen to my podcast, or you can get a hold of me, as always, at SundaysWithJeffMiller@gmail.com. Another one that I'm going to be throwing out there in a while, I'm looking at it, I'm working on it, I'm gathering information. If quarterbacks were bourbons, how would you rate them? And another one that I think we need to take a look at, and I'm going to be really serious about this one. Defenses in leagues where you draft a defense and you use their points are very important for your draft strategy. And I'm going to do a podcast on why defensive rankings this year are misleading. And I think there are some teams you should be looking at that most of us are not looking at. And for a quick example, I'll say Miami is one of them. That's it for today. Bye. Time's up. Bye.